honestly, bro, I don't even know how you even start cheating on Rihanna. Like, how do you manage to do that?
You know how? How? By being an L man. You know, she makes 100 times your money. Your net worth is 10 million. Hers is 1 billion.
I didn't even know about the whole situation. Bro, you just told me about it before I came here. Listen, so tell me what happened.
So basically, everyone knows what's going on between A$AP Rocky and Rihanna. They're together. She's about to have his child. But rumors came out recently that he allegedly cheated on her with their shoe designer. I don't know her name. Like,
apparently, it was hard to pronounce. Her best friend too, not just the shoe designer.
Her best friend. I didn't know about like, best friend.
The shoe designer was Rihanna's best friend. Apparently,
but you know what? I don't know about her best friend, but I know like Rihanna's the one that helped her start her brand, like her shoe brand.
Nah.
So it's like there's an amount of loyalty that comes into play when it's like this, right? So this is what I think. You have a friend, right? That girl. Let's say she did do this, because it's allegedly. It's not, oh my, it happened. We don't know.
Right.
Right? She helped you set up your shoe brand. Your shoe brand is like Balenciaga. Like, your shoes go for a good amount of money. And that's because of her. You know what I'm saying? For you to do that? Nah, you.
I don't think it's just disrespect at this point. That has to come like from some other place of like
exactly jealousy. Envy or something.
Yeah.
Now listen, I'm not God. I don't put nobody on this earth. But there's some shit that people gotta die for. I'm sorry. There's some shit people gotta die for.
Oh man.
Ain't no way. Like, I helped you all this shit, and it's just like just to see like, damn, you really saved me like that.
Dang.
And now A$AP, let me get to you. Wait! Just wait! You can't tell me she doesn't. There's no way she's saying she's withholding sex from you. Apparently, sex helps better with when you're pregnant.
With like labor and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
It helps labor go smoothly. Yes. Yeah. Like more.
Bruh, why do y'all do your research?
You just learn it. Okay.
Grey's Anatomy.
How did I know? I never knew about this.
Right.
So, I don't think Rihanna would be doing that though. I mean, unless she's like really uncomfortable towards the end of her pregnancy, it's understandable, but there's no reason why he can't be patient. And then he's got to be patient after she has the baby anyway.
Well, this is what's wrong with my brain, right? Mm-hmm. When something is said and I don't know it, I start picturing it. So all I'm seeing is that baby fighting for his life inside Rihanna's baby right now. Inside Rihanna's belly right now. Bro, that's all I see.
Listen, I'm saying like this. In terms of like A$AP Rocky, it's like, because they say, I hear a lot of people say men and women are different, right?
Right.
And like that women, the more they age, the less they have value. Men, if you're doing something with your life, the more you age, the more value you get.
The more value,
which is
right?
Not what I'm not denying that. But I'm saying like, it's Rihanna. Like she
it's
has,
Rihanna,
her net worth is 1 billion. You dig what I'm saying? Has she ever cheated on you? Probably not. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, for you to go do something like that, you already pulled her and shit, and like now you have her, and now what? You're gonna cheat on her for who? Actually, I feel like this girl's lower than her, but it's like, why would you do it with her friend? L friend one, L choice two. Like, why would you do that? It's like you're in a whole dynamic now.
Okay, but listen to this, right?
Go.
I know when you said it's Rihanna, you only based it off of money. But
no, I didn't only base it off money.
Okay, but like, we have to make sure we put it across that Rihanna is one of the baddest female on earth.
Yes. Yeah, but she built herself. She's a businesswoman.
Yeah, like, exactly. But she, like, now we're talking about in terms of looks, because you said women lose value as they age, right? And we're talking on a physical level,
right?
Right. So Rihanna is not one of those girls. Bro, Beyonce is not one of those girls.
You're dumb.
You think
you said Beyonce is not one of those girls? Do you see what she looks like right now? She's like 40.
Okay.
What about Jennifer Lopez?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. How old is Jennifer Lopez?
She's 50. 50.
Yeah, exactly.
She's in her 50s or something.
And look
like
at
that.
Her.
She
looks great. Dog.
So women like that, this rule don't apply. Obviously, when you get to like your elderly women, then yeah. But rules like this don't apply to females like them.
Right. Right. Now listen. I feel like, personally, it's different for me. Because, like, some people say, like, even if men cheat, it doesn't really matter. But me, I think, like, why would I ask you of something that I'm not
giving back? Right.
In my opinion, that's selfish. You know what I'm saying?
Loyalty for loyalty.
Exactly. If I'm not going to be loyal, I don't mind if you're doing your other shit too. But at that point, it becomes an open relationship. And I feel like an open relationship is not a real relationship.
Well, just like we had in the other episode with the girls, which, if you guys haven't noticed yet, Trinity's coming back from last episode. Welcome back, Trin.
Thank you.
So the last episode that we had where we talk about the Will Smith and Jada situation, obviously, we can see the toxicity mm-hmm. when they have a polyamorous relationship. You can obviously see that it's not everybody that can do it. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you could see that Jada really wanted that polyamorous relationship, but Will was just going along with it because obviously it's the mother of his child. He doesn't want to dirty his her name. But I don't know.
She dated this nigga named Hart. Not gonna lie.
Yeah. And then after, she comes out with a statement talking about she wished Will Smith didn't slap Chris Rock.
Okay, anyone that listened to the last episode, I said he can't win in any way.
He can't win.
I said if he
didn't. Did you say that?
I said that. I said that before I even knew it found out. I said, if he doesn't do anything, why didn't you do anything? And if he does something,
why did you do that?
You made us look like an
American. He can't win.
Exactly.
So he can't win. He can't win.
Oh, man.
He's down 1 million.
I mean, sensitivity. This is what I think, right? I think the world is becoming more sensitive, and it's giving people that shouldn't have those options too many options. Now, it's gonna sound a little bit misogynistic, but it's really not.
What?
When women have the options to pick between what kind of men they want, right? Mm-hmm. Now it's like they don't really, you know, women, they can even pick which food they want to eat sometime. So it's like asking them to pick a whole man to spend the rest of their life with.
Now listen.
Might not be able to.
I'm about to tell you something. Choice. And this thing was what you said. It just like furthers my point. And I heard someone say this. So basically, on a video I saw, right? It was like they were doing like the smash or pass thing, right?
Right.
And it was like there was like 5 guys at the beginning. So it's like, okay, there's not a lot of options to choose. Mm-hmm. But then, like, 5 guys come later, and now she's, like, plumping her lips, being like, okay, like, now I have options.
Now I have options, right?
And I heard something a guy said. A guy said, if you go to the club, make sure there's not too many niggas around or too many guys around. And he's like, because. Now, the less guys that there are there, it's like, okay, now I gotta let this guy talk to me. You know what I'm saying? But not just more guys, like,
they're gonna.
Oh, I can't.
Some
I
of them are gonna play hard to get.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. And keep it in mind, I've never been at the club, but I can already tell. That's the, you know,
that's the dynamic.
That's the dynamic.
What you're saying is like that. When women have options, something to do with women with that have options.
Yeah, when women have options, they can't pick.
No. When women have options, now it's like, okay, listen. Sorry. I feel like we're saying it in a way where it's like.
It sounds tough, right?
No, it's like common sense. The more options you have, don't you take more time to choose?
Yes.
That's like common sense. But it's like this. Let's say there's a party, a yacht party or anything.
Right.
Example, if you live in Florida, there's going to be a yacht party.
Right.
They always invite girls. Always. But you'll never invite guys.
Bro, do you know why girls they do that? Get in for free.
Girls get in for free at the club. Why? Because they want to make them have more girls there so the girls don't have that many options. Because there's going to be, what, 10 guys at this party?
10 guys, yeah.
And then if you know, when you go to one of these parties, these big parties, you know, if there's 10 guys there, then these 10 guys have to be of high value.
Mm-hmm.
Or these 10 guys have to be like, oh, why is there only 10 guys here?
Yep.
You dig what I'm saying?
But they paid their money to be there.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
Same thing, bro. Same thing. But yeah, so that's basically what we're saying. Women can't pick with multiple options. Well, it takes them longer because it's like, you know.
Well, because some women have higher standards. So, like, I don't know.
You think it's a standard issue?
Well, it can be sometimes, but then it also, you have to tie in the factor of, like, they are actually physically attracted to you. If they're mentally attracted to you or if they're just trying to fuck. Like, if they're trying to get something long-term or if they're just looking for, like, a one-time thing and that's it. Like, there's more things you got to take into accountability when it comes to making choices, when it comes to men or relationships.
Okay. I got a question. You think going to the club you'll find a good quality man?
No. No, that's okay. What I'm saying. Like, right? it depends on, like, the circumstances. Like, if you go to the club, I'm not trying to see, oh, yeah, I'm going to go find my husband tonight. Like, no. Damn, no. Right? Like, they're going out there for the same reason I am, to go, you know, have a good time. And, yeah, you know, you might go home with somebody. That's not like, oh, yeah, I want to find someone I want to go on a date with.
Exactly.
Like, if it happens, it happens. But it's not like,
I heard someone like, oh, this girl was I know. She's like, oh, I can't get. She's at the club all the time. Like,
yeah. What are you doing at the club? Where do you think
you're gonna find your dream man, or like your husband or whatever? You're just trying to get your brain blown out right now. Your back blown out right now.
Yeah.
And then go to the club. When you realize, you're like, shit, I gotta calm down. I want to settle down now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You can't go looking in those types of places for relationships that are long term.
Exactly.
You can't.
Yeah. Now, I feel what you guys are saying, but at the same time, it's like, bro, we are in a generation that is trying to normalize cheating so badly. Like, bro, A$AP Rocky, he's probably not even going to get canceled as much as he should. Like, keep this in mind, right? There's people back then, like, when you cheated, when you broke up a relationship that, like, fans were, like, you know, so happy over, when you broke a relationship like this, people would go mad.
But you know what I think it is, though? I feel like me and you were speaking, but like, I always think about it, and I'm like, I'm thinking back then, like, what is back then? Because they were acting like this 20 years ago in the States and in Canada, and like, this only applied to foreign countries, if we're keeping it at that.
All right,
I feel like this applied to foreign countries, because they still live like they're still in the 40s, in the 50s. They think that shit's shamed upon.
Oh, cheating?
Not Wait. Cheating, like sleeping around.
Yeah.
All of that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
but no, I feel like it should be still, I don't know, like, do your thing, but like, I don't know. People are just sloppy. I feel like, I don't like that.
You know what it is? I feel like, okay, when it comes to like going to the club and like you getting lit, that's you, fam. Like, do you.
I feel like it's a revolution.
Exactly.
It's some type of sexual revolution, because it's like, so think about it, right? Back then, I know you talk about the back then. What is the back then? But I'm talking like, I don't know, maybe like pre-cancel culture.
Okay, you're gonna say pre-cancel culture, but are you talking about in Canada and the States and like?
I'm talking about like in Western world.
Western world meaning here.
Meaning here.
Okay.
The States. Meaning any other bigger countries.
Okay.
Right.
All
right. So, when you really think about it, right? Back then, people actually valued marriage. They valued staying with somebody for a long extended period of time. People were looking.
Like you said, pre-cancel culture, but like, look at Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt. They didn't stay together, and when they broke up or when they got their divorce, it was like it didn't really mean anything. I feel like this only like I feel like what you're saying, promiscuity. Or, like, people sleeping around has been a thing, like, here for a while.
All right, but let me ask you this question so that you understand where I'm coming from, right?
Okay, go.
Do you remember your first kiss?
Yes.
Trent, do you remember your first kiss?
Mm-hmm.
I remember my first kiss, but you know there's actual kids that goes to high school right now, and they don't even remember their first kiss because it's not even that valuable for them anymore. Back then, it's like, damn, you got your first kiss. Wow, I'm up in the moon, whatever. This right. just happened.
I think that we should also consider, though, like, when you're talking about back then with marriages, it wasn't really that, like, I don't know if you're talking about, like, the 50s and 60s or something like that, like, around that time. So you're talking about?
Sure.
Well, yeah.
Because, like, marriage, it wasn't an option, really, for women to leave marriage. It was the man that had to bring it up. Right. So if the man did not want to leave, he could sleep around with whoever he wanted to, and his wife was stuck with him as property. So right. It's like, unless the only way that she could get a divorce, I think, was like,
that's just bring.
I don't even know, but like, even with like abuse, children, like it didn't matter what she went through, she had to stay with him. So like now we have the option to, you know, leave people, but then at the same time, people also leave when it gets hard.
Not just the option, the right.
Okay, yeah, but if you want to get married to somebody, you can't get married to them. Only stay married for 5 months, be like, okay, we have our first fight, I'm done. Like, wipe your hands clean, I'm done. You can't do that.
But you see what you said? You got to fight for it.
Exactly.
A lot of people aren't ready to fight.
People don't,
and
like,
as soon as something happens, they're like, I'm out. Like, this is a red flag. You know what I'm saying?
That's because people are more sensible nowadays. They don't want to go through the heart. They don't want to go through the pain.
You mean sensitive?
They're too sensitive nowadays. We talked about this all the time. This generation is failing.
Exactly.
Listen, not failing completely. I think this generation have done some amazing things.
Right.
They've normalized some things that were pretty good. We managed to legalize weed in Canada, even though I don't smoke, but GG. But at the same time, it's like, what is it for? It's like, listen.
Why
I heard that somewhere. I heard that somewhere.
We talked.
Listen, okay. Listen.
Go on, let's see what
I heard that somewhere, right?
Go.
On a podcast. I forgot what this guy's name is. He always has that unbuttoned shirt. He's like, he used to be in Fresh and Fit all the time.
Oh, Authentic Alpha, I think.
I think that's what his name is, right?
No,
the bald guy.
Bald. Oh, you mean Steph is cold?
Yeah, it's probably him. So he basically said, right, if you allow everything to happen, then what do you truly stand for? So it's like, once you start allowing things to happen, then you don't stand for anything anymore because you're cutting yourself, you know?
Yeah,
so it's the same thing. So he gave an example between Islam and Christianity.
Okay.
Islam, zero tolerance. Right. Zero tolerance in Islam.
Right.
Once you get to Christianity, now they want to be like, back then Christianity was zero tolerance. Zero tolerance, but since Christianity has been getting canceled so much, now they're like, oh yeah, we don't hate gay people. It's like, oh yeah, you guys can come into church. You guys can. But this is because of the society that was built, right? Mm. So it's like, it clearly says in the book, oh yeah, it's a sin, right?
Right.
It clearly says in the Islam book, oh yeah, it's a sin, right? It's whatever. But as soon as a gay man step in a mosque or a church, there's two different scenarios. There is two obvious, like, different scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
So, am I saying that the Muslims are doing it right? I'm not saying that. Am I saying the Christians are doing it right? That's not what I'm saying. I'm not picking sides. But I'm saying that once you start to allow certain things to happen, you basically can't say you stand for anything anymore.
I see what you're saying. Okay, I see. Actually, I don't even want to get into that, all of that. You feel me? Obviously, there's something you don't that you stand for. Always have something that you stand for.
Facts,
right? But like, bro, we stirred away from. What were we just saying? We were saying something.
My bad. Shoot,
we stirred so far from the ASAP. We were talking about ASAP Rocky.
Oh no! We were talking about like, not that they're normalizing cheating and all this stuff.
Yeah.
So now they can't stand for anything else. They have to allow more things to come into play.
Okay.
That could be toxic.
Right. Okay. I have a question.
Right.
Okay. How long? Okay, not how long. If your girlfriend is, or your significant other is withholding sex from you, what are you doing?
Like, what are you gonna do?
Like,
since
what are you
she's doing?
Doing
that,
let's
or
say,
they're doing
let's
that?
Let's say, girl or boy.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's say he's withholding it from you, right? Are you leaving him?
There has to be a reason.
Okay.
If you have no reason.
And let's
reason,
say he has a reason.
All right, so.
Which is, let's say he doesn't want to.
I have an answer for this
one. Okay. Well, if he doesn't want to, then why the fuck are you with me?
Oh.
Like, as if we went from, you know, having
sex.
How long?
But that almost never happens. If a man is not sleeping with his wife, he's withholding sex.
He's sleeping
with somebody else.
Okay.
Men are sexual.
Exactly.
Animals.
We're sexual animals, right? I said, I feel like there's a time stamp on it.
Mm.
I feel like, or an amount of times.
Right.
Let's say you don't want to do it. Two times? Sure. That third time? Whoa.
Oh, what's going on?
Who the fuck are you fucking?
Unless there's a circumstance.
Boy or girl. Now, you give me a reason, right?
Yeah.
Your reason has to be just like, I'm not in the mood. I'm not in the mood is a reason, but I feel like that's not a real reason.
That's a shit reason.
That's a shitty reason. If you say I'm not in the mood, that's a shitty
reason.
Well,
you gotta
take
into other
somebody?
Factors, though. Like, You know, if it's not like the end of the day, that like they just got home from work and stuff like that. Right. It's not like you can't get them in the mood, but they're probably just like tired. Like just right? gotta exactly. sometimes relax.
You know, you leave them alone. From work. Like exactly, we're talking. We know this, right?
Right.
Then the next time I ask you, the same reason again.
The same reason again.
Yeah.
So this is what I'm saying, right? Okay. It's like, okay, you're not in the mood. But bro, if we really love each other, we're really still attracted to each other. If we locked in eyes and you're not horny, who are you cheating on me with? Right?
Exactly.
Okay, so this is my answer to this. Bro, if my wife is withholding sex from me, bro.
You leave.
But I'm still mentally, emotionally happy. If I try to talk to her and I'm 2 weeks in, no sex. 3 months in, no sex.
Nigga, did you say 2 weeks?
2 weeks in.
Nah. Nah.
You can't go two weeks?
Listen, I can go 2 weeks. I have that self-control. I can go 2 weeks. This is me. I asked you the first time, right? It's okay. We don't do it.
Right.
But if if we're that busy and we don't have time to do it, 2 weeks, sure. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's like something that like I'm there with, like we have the time and you're not like, now I think you're like in my head, I'm gonna be like, what the fuck are you fucking? That's not me, my nigga. You know what I'm saying?
No, but this is the thing, right?
No. You said 2 weeks.
There's a period of time.
You said
there's
3 months.
No, but listen. Bro, if your
wife doesn't sleep with you for 3 months,
all right.
There's another nigga. There's another guy.
I know, but I'm saying like, there's a timeline base that I can handle shit myself. Nigga, my hands are never gonna say no to me. They're my hands.
I'm not saying no. I'm not saying
right?
no.
My hands are never
but
gonna
I'm saying,
say
like,
no to me.
It's not that I can't even get my own nut. It's just that you don't want to.
But it's like, you never know what's going on. So you need
to
have that
but if you're my
emotional connection
other,
with your wife before you have that sexual connection so that you understand.
Exactly.
Maybe there's something wrong with her emotionally.
But I'm saying nothing's wrong. She's just not sleeping with you. You gotta leave.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But
you said yeah, like sure, like
I remember Trinity saying this either on the last episode or before we started recording. You can't get comfortable.
Yeah, you can't get no.
So
no, facts. You can't.
So what are the examples do you have of like boyfriends or like husbands being comfortable in a relationship?
Like simple little things like going on dates and stuff like that. You don't plan nights anymore to go and do stuff together. Even if you're just staying home, like you gotta still put in the effort to make the other person feel like they're appreciated and they're loved. And like even like, you know, words written on a paper or like you just saying words to them, sometimes it can actually mean a lot more than you would think to yourself. It's like the little things that you would do at the beginning of the relationship to reel them in, and then now that you have them, you're not doing it anymore. That's basically what it is.
I
when
feel
you're
like
getting
that happens
comfortable.
A lot.
That happens too much.
That happens a lot. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's not their fault. It's like, at first it was like, damn.
Sometimes but you might not even know you're doing it.
Some people don't even, exactly. Some people don't even know. It's like, they just don't know and they just do it unconsciously. And then they, and like after you, okay, let's say I have a test.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I'm studying. After I finish the test, am I ever going to study that class again? Yes or no?
Hello.
unless I know I'm going to have another test on it.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I just satisfied what I needed to do. Listen. No, I'm already there. But in a relationship, you have to understand that there's work needs to be done at all times.
Mm-hmm. Listen.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't study for a test till I know it's coming. Same thing for some guys. They don't communicate with their wife. They don't treat their wife correctly till the wife decides to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And some men is like, please don't leave me.
That's why you always got to keep that communication open. If you're not communicating with your partner, then it's not really going to be...
Oh no! For
what
sure,
what you need it to be for sure. As a dynamic.
You know what? I have a better question. We've been together for 2 years, Trent.
Yeah.
Did I ever get comfortable? You got to be honest. You can't be honest.
I would say that you did.
I did.
For a little bit of time, because I did call you out on it.
Yes, we did talk about it.
Yeah.
But did I make excuses or did I take accountability?
You took accountability and you actually turned it around. So that's what I appreciated most about in that situation after we talked about it. Because, like, you could have stayed doing what you were doing, and I'm going to tell you right now that I wouldn't have stayed with you.
Yeah.
After a certain amount of time, because, like, I'll be patient, and I'll be there, and I'm going to wait for the change, because I love you, I care about you, and whatever, and I want it to actually work out, but then eventually it's just going to hurt me more staying longer if you weren't going to change anything.
Right. Makes sense. So that's the point. That brings me to my next point. When you're communicating, you have to listen, right? Yeah. Make sure that you listen to the other person and take accountability for the things that you know you need to take accountability for. And I'm going to be honest with you. Married men or not, bro, you guys got to start apologizing every day. I don't care what it is. You forget the toilet seat to put it.
I don't know about that, young boy.
Bro, I'm apologizing for things that are outside of my control all the time.
Well, like, you just shouldn't let things just get swept under the rug, because then it gets brought back up in the next argument and it gets way more heated than it needs to.
Yeah. I feel like if you need to say sorry for things that you know that you're wrong about.
Yeah.
Or apologize for making someone feel a way that you didn't mean to make them feel.
But,
you know, but I'm not apologizing for something. Let's say, what's a stupid argument someone could fight over?
A stupid argument?
Stupid argument.
Where you want to go to eat? I don't know.
No, you can't. Because I'm not. Let's say we go somewhere to eat, right? And we're arguing about that, and then we go. I'm not gonna tell you sorry that we went somewhere to eat,
bro.
Yeah, because he brought you somewhere. Like, you said you want to go there, but then you changed your mind and you wanted to go somewhere else, and you got mad that he still brought you at the place that, you know, you originally agreed on.
Honestly, I feel like if she's my girl, I know what she likes to eat. I'm not gonna ask her. I'm just gonna bring her. And I'm not gonna let her know why I'm bringing her.
Hey, you can't. You can't.
Because now she has this suspension. Where the fuck is he bringing me?
No, but that's the thing. I'm kind of adventurous, you know what I mean? You, I like trying on new options. Things. I like options, bro.
That's not adventurous.
No, but I like trying on new food, bro.
Okay, okay.
You know what I'm saying? I like going new places. Bro, I'm not going to go to Subway every day. But no. Her favorite food is Taco Bell, but I don't fuck with Taco Bell like that. You're not going to catch me.
That's not my favorite food. That's like one.
Pause.
No, but it's your favorite fast food, right? No,
yes.
No, I'm not even saying that. I'm like, what you said is right. Like, going to try new things. But like, at that point, don't even tell her. Just say we're going somewhere.
Yeah, bro, exactly. I saw that trick.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I saw that trick.
And then she'd be like, aw, you brought me here. You really thought to bring me here.
Because
like,
now listen.
You know I've done that trick on you before, right? I was like, oh yeah, we're going there. And then that was back then. I used to drive, right? I'm like, yo, by the way, you wanna guess where we're going? She said, oh, we're going there. I'm like, yeah, we're going there. And then she guessed it.
I feel like it's not a trick. It's just like, just something we, as a guy, you just learn after that.
You just learn.
Because like, us, we're so straightforward. You know what I'm saying?
Really straightforward. I can't keep going around the bush. I can't handle it.
Girls are really like, they like the mystery. It's like, you don't say what you're going to do, but it's like, you're leading to it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Just like when you can't bluntly tell a girl, let's do it.
Yeah.
You gotta lead into it. You know, you gotta like, you know what I'm saying?
Bro, like, especially on the first meet, bro.
And word it differently too. You know,
bro,
what I'm saying?
Especially on the first meet, when they're first at your house, bro, you know you're about to smash, you know it's the day, but they decide to sit at the end of the bed, bro, like at the little edge with like their hands crossed.
No.
Like, you know it's time to smash. Why is like, your clothes not off
yet?
Yeah,
but she ain't never like, been there before.
You were talking all this shit.
You were talking all this. No.
What's up?
When she was talking shit to me, I was like, I would twin that ass back. Like, start twinning back, dude. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, no, great. So it's like, but that's the thing, though. Like, not a lot of these females be bold. You gotta be you really gotta be comfortable with yourself. I'm telling you. Like, a girl really gotta be comfortable with herself.
You gotta be a real hoe, too.
Well, it's not even that. Like, you gotta have the confidence. A lot of females don't.
No. Let's keep it a stack. They are the realest girls out here.
Yeah, because they know what they want.
They know what they don't, and they don't care. They don't care. Crazy. And you know what it is? I respect a girl who admits that she's a hoe. Because she knows what she is. And she keeps it all the way 1,000 every fucking time.
You want that?
Do I want that? No. I'm talking about, like, her. Like, I fuck with them. Like, I'd have her as a friend. Like, I'd have her as my best friend.
Not wife material.
No, I'd never wife.
Because if she's bold to you like that, imagine how bold she is with other niggas, bro.
Facts.
Or she's going to tell you about all the other men.
Oh, no, not those ones.
What?
Not those ones. The ones that you're going to date with them, bro, and they tell you about all their exes for way too long.
Red flag. Red,
red flag.
Watch out,
bro.
Watch out.
Yeah, she still hasn't moved on.
She hasn't moved on, bro.
Facts.
And she's probably comparing you to, like, them in their head. And then, yep. Bro, imagine y'all. Nah, bro. Nah,
that's
nah.
A little too much.
Red flags, bro. Facts. But listen, like we were talking about, right? You said, okay, communication, accountability. But I feel like a lot of men don't do that because they don't want to feel vulnerable. You know what I mean? So
accountability?
No, like being like, oh yeah, like they don't want to admit that they were wrong, right?
Okay, yeah. I feel like
because of being too prideful. But at the same time, it's like you gotta have a little bit of emotion to be like, damn, I need to feel how my girlfriend is feeling to be able to understand.
No, right? No, definitely. I feel like the thing is that you're a man. You're on this, like, ever since we've been growing up and shit, it's like, don't show no emotion. Don't cry. Don't do this. Don't do that. And it's like, it's something that we live with.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like, I know, bro, I'm not going to lie to you, bro. There's some young boys out here, they be like, they be around their boys and they don't tell their girl, I love you.
Yep, that was you. That was you.
I feel like.
I changed, though.
You know what I'm saying? I changed. I feel like, that's not even like.
I just now, wasn't used to it, bro.
If your girl just cussed you out on the phone, and now you said,
my nigga, like, okay, I love you, baby, bye.
Bro, imagine getting cussed out like by your girl on the phone. Like, the boys hear it, and then you have to say, I love you after?
Because, like, because, like, there's something, like, some guys be like, oh, he said, I love, like, I feel like that was such a little kid, it was such a little kid thing. Like, we did that shit, that was probably when we were, like, 16, like, can't tell a girl I love you.
Or, like, you kiss your girl in front of your boys or something like that.
I feel like that's not...
I've seen that happen.
It's not bad.
Like, there's guys that literally, like, their girlfriend, they'll treat them like a friend. They won't even be like that around...
You can kiss your girl in front of your boy, but you're not making out in front of your boys.
Yeah, that's
like, I'll kiss you. Yeah, forehead kiss, you know what I'm saying? A little kiss. Sure.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Okay, yeah. But, like, there's this thing, like, we won't do that. You know what I'm saying? It's like we were scared. It's like, because we can't be soft around these niggas.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta keep the respect, bro.
Because then they'll be like, aren't you the nigga that kissed you that said I love you to your girl? Oh, God.
No, bro. That's so foul, but that's so true, bro. But I feel like this is the thing, right? They have to make sure that girl is gonna stay, bro. I feel like a lot of guys, bro, they don't say it because they're scared that they're still in that whole phase. Right?
No. It's true though. Because like, sorry, go.
They're either still in that whole phase, or they're just like, they want to make sure that girl is gonna stay, so that when let's say like, miraculously like the girl decides to leave, then the boys can't clown him now, because now he can use the subject that y'all was just fucking to fuck.
Exactly.
What if he's emotionally already attached, but
he can't tell his boys.
He can't tell his boys like that.
But I feel like at that point, that's not really your boy.
That's facts.
Because I feel like any of my niggas that I feel like that's my nigga, I can tell him if a bitch dubbed me, if I got friend zoned. Like, it's all good. Like, it happens. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But before it was like, you say I love you to a girl and she leaves you? You're the biggest... You are a bitch.
I can't
tell. You got bitch slapped on your forehead.
I can't tell no nigga I got friend zone.
Facts.
Like, bro, friend zone is probably the worst zone you could be in.
Oh, God.
No, actually, there's worse.
What?
Brother zone.
Yo. Oh, I love him like a brother.
No.
Nigga, don't get me started with that shit.
Oh.
Nigga.
Why do girls do this? Trent, I want to ask you this question specifically. Why the friend zone?
The friend
zone? Do you guys really think it's an easier way to let a guy go?
If I really don't like him, then sorry, but yeah.
Couldn't you just say, like, I don't really see you like that? Or you do...
No,
or
you, like,
they say that. They say, I don't see you like that, you're a brother or a friend.
No, but, like, can you just say, like,
I straight up will tell them. I will straight up tell them. I'm like, listen, like, I don't find you physically attractive. Like, I might hurt their feelings, but I have told guys that.
And then you won't ever talk to them again?
Not usually, unless they hit me up and they just want to ask me how I'm doing.
You see, like, let's say I'm talking to a girl, right? And I feel like niggas put themselves in the friend zone.
You feel facts.
Because, like, 100%. Listen. Let's say you tell her whatever you... I feel like you should never tell a girl you like her.
If you act as a friend, they're going to treat you as a friend.
In my opinion, you should never...
Yeah, but what if she tells you? Tell a girl you like her. What if she tells you she likes you?
If I like her back, sure.
Okay.
We'll make it pop. But if not, you know what I'm saying?
You can't be, like, the first person to say it, is what you're saying. Because then that kind of puts you in like that spot. Exactly. She's like, exactly. Oh, he likes me.
I feel as a man, yeah. A man should never tell a girl he likes him.
Okay.
Never.
And bro, and you know what that goes back to?
What?
Options. Because now she has the option of saying yes or no. Most likely the man is always going to say yes. Like, yo.
Yeah, exactly. So like, because I feel like now you just did something that you don't even know what the outcome could be. Mm-hmm. I could just lead it towards that. And I'm telling you, when you lead it towards that, instead of just telling her.
The thrill is amazing.
Exactly. Exactly. It's the fucking thrill. You go and you tell her you like her, now it's like, oh, shit. Now I already know. Like,
now all your cards are on the table.
Exactly. And now the ball's not even in your court. The ball's out of bounds, and you can't do shit about it.
You can't.
Okay. So what were we saying? We're saying
friend zone.
Okay, friend zone.
Yeah.
And you said, okay. And this is what I was saying. Just like I said, you never tell a girl you like her. Girls have everything in their hands. They have all the advantage.
As soon as they step in the room, they have
exactly.
it.
Exactly. They have all the advantage. Now, I want to bring up another thing. There's a friend zone for the girls that you guys don't know about. Because I feel like you tell a girl, she's... No, okay, sorry. My bad. There's a friend zone for girls, but it's not the friend zone. That shit's the sex zone.
Oh, so you mean so like they'll still fuck you, but they won't be... They'll fuck you,
but they won't be your boyfriend.
They won't be... Oh, nah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like you're talking to this girl. You know, you lead her in everything, and now you're fucking her.
Friendly benefit.
No.
It's not
friends with benefits. Because we're not same? Friends. We're not friends.
They're just fuck buddies.
We're
it.
Just no. fuck buddies. We fuck. We you, talk.
You know talk for like 10 minutes, then you get right to it.
Exactly.
Yo.
But then, just get comfortable. You got to get comfortable and then fucking and, just
but go. But that point, she wants the relationship. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Yeah, because, well, I don't know. Sex, and I feel like sex attaches a female to a male way different than a male attaches to a female.
What?
Sex attaches a female to a male way differently than a male to a female.
One sec.
Yo!
One sec. Depends.
That's no, there's no depends.
No,
that's
it's
facts.
No depends. It's facts. You can facts. Look at the fucking like.
No, bro.
No, there. Hold on.
Girls out here now.
Maybe. Maybe there's more. But still, bro, if you really think about it, a girl is more vulnerable in bed than a man will ever be.
Yeah, and you can even look like scientifically. I don't really want to get all like that, but listen. Okay, the hormone levels, like, and like,
oh yeah,
all that stuff, like, for a female, your dopamine is gonna go all the way up, like once you know you orgasm with the guy, right?
Yeah.
When the guy orgasms, it fucking goes all the way down. And he doesn't feel any connection to her whatsoever after. Nothing. And that's what the post-nut clarity is. Is it not?
Oh. Yo, that's a fat theory.
Oh, my gosh. Listen, there's a story this guy told me.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, bro, I was fighting for this girl 7 months. For 7 months, talking to her, everything. Nigga was straight simping, dog. Simping. Nigga fucked, never talked to her after that.
Duh.
Oh nigga, my
god. Five pumps, three pumps in. And never talked to her after that.
But I think it's the shame,
bro. Post nut clarity is, no, I feel like that shit really got niggas fucked up. I'm telling you, bro, you don't get that. You'll do anything.
7 months? 7 months, bro?
That nigga was talking to a girl for 7 months, dog.
This oh is God. Not
the least.
At that point, he should have just gave up. 7 months, that's too long.
That's what I'm saying, man. Seven months.
The poor girl, bro. Enough. The poor girl probably thought it was real, bro.
She was probably emotionally attached because there's probably, no way.
Yeah.
Seven months.
He gives five pumps and you just come back.
Wait, so he was the one that left?
Yeah.
What again. The fuck? Why are you going to put all that work? Like,
that's what I'm saying. I don't get it.
That doesn't make any sense.
I don't get it.
He had to have had other bitches on the side.
I think it was just. He just wanted to fuck.
There's no way.
But after he fucked, he's like.
You could fuck another girl.
She's the baddest bitch.
You could fuck another girl,
though.
She's
the baddest bitch. I feel like
bad bitch or not. Pussy's pussy. Is it not?
I don't know, bro. I don't know why he ghosted, though. I don't know why he ghosted.
Bro, he fumbled back.
It couldn't have been that bad, man.
Man.
Well, do you think maybe it's because he was ashamed that he only lasted five pumps in, bro? Like,
I don't think so, because he would have just said that. Like, five pumps. Like, he said the five pumps. My nigga,
that's crazy.
Like, if anyone should be ashamed, it should be him.
Bro.
And why was she blowing up his phone after?
Yeah.
For five pumps?
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, no. She wants him back, bro.
She wants that boy. She wants Yumbo.
That's crazy. But nah, but this is the thing, right? If you really think about it, like Trinity said, dopamine level goes higher for girls and
For us, our it dopamine goes down. Level, no, but after, for them, even after, it's still there. Mm-hmm. But as after the nut, it's like it goes down right away.
Yep.
Just like our dopamine, it just goes, because us, we get turned on like a light switch. Boom, boom. One, two, dog. I'm done. Like a light switch.
It dead. Really, but then that goes
girls,
back to
you gotta
to
massage
like,
the dough. You gotta roll it out.
Everything. You gotta prep them for
the whole 9 yards, dog. You gotta do everything.
Well, I'm telling you.
But that goes back to like, you know, emotional connection to the female, and like if you're just trying to fuck or if you're actually trying to have a relationship, because I feel like it's different when you're actually with the person, like for long term.
Right. Right.
So going back to what you were saying, bro, you're saying like there's a sex zone. Your friend zone. Obviously, I said the brother zone. But, like, which one do you think is the worst one to get stuck in? Which one do you think is the worst zone to be stuck in?
Brother as zone. A man?
It has to be the brother zone.
Brother zone is horrible. Oh, no.
Because then...
But, like, would the sex zone only be for, like, what men would consider, like... What we would consider the friend zone for females, right? Is that what guys would consider for, like, us?
But I feel like... Instead of the friend zone? I feel like... The sex zone is what, cause like the sex zone is really bad, even if the girl knows her worth.
No, but nigga, we still getting some pussy.
No, I'm talking about the sex zone's bad for the girls, but cause like the sex zone is bad for the girls. The
sex zone is
bad for the guys.
Yeah. It's very good.
He's staying there. He's staying there because he's like he's hoping one day he gets with her. You know what I'm saying?
I feel that, but bro, like. If I was telling my whole face, bro, if I'm stuck in multiple sex zones, bro.
But you can't be stuck in a sex zone. You're the one that created the sex zone. She's stuck in the sex zone.
You don't think girls can create that?
No.
I think girls can.
I think they can.
Create a sex zone?
Yes.
Where a guy wants a relationship and she just wants to fuck.
She just wants to fuck, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's tough. That guy's an L guy. He's a bitch. I'm sorry.
I can see it happen.
You are a bitch. You need your
especially with the city girls out here, bro. Oh nah.
I love the city girls.
Oh nah.
Bro, what's wrong with you, man?
Bro, these city girls be sharing.
I like the city girls. I like the whores. I love whores.
Oh my god.
Like what? Listen.
My man said, I want problem.
Lucas,
you gotta just go to the strip club and find yourself a girl.
Listen. It's not even like it's just like everything about them, they're just so nice. You dig what I'm saying?
The STD's nice too?
Oh.
You think I'm going to go shoot up the club with no glove? Come on now. You don't ever shoot up the club with no glove, kid. Come on. You know what I'm saying?
But nah. You can't do that forever.
What? No, for sure. You can't.
Yeah.
You can't.
Then eventually you're going to get to that point in your life where you'll be like, damn.
I really need somebody. That's somebody.
Facts. No, and I'm not saying no. I'm just saying, like, why do people put such bad connotation towards these girls? They be calling them sluts or whores or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
we can call the same thing for
worry
men,
about though. Your life. Worry about your life, because I love them.
But talking about, you see how I said you're going to need that somebody? But looking at the situation of all those stars, those pop stars, those actors and all that stuff,
right.
A lot of them don't even want one person. They have polyamorous relationships. So do you think there's actually always a one somebody, or do you think there's possible
this is how I see it. There's always someone in the world that's gonna be better for you. Okay?
Yeah.
But it's like, are you gonna really sacrifice thinking that there's someone is out there, knowing that you could probably never meet them, or just stay with who you already are, who's already giving you an amazing part of your life right now? Let's say I'm with a girl. She's loyal. She's everything that I ever asked for.
Right.
Good sense of humor. Has ambition. Has all of that, right?
Right.
And that's what I fuck with, right? And she loves me too, right? Why would I just go ruin that? Because, oh my gosh, there's something out there and I might find it. Might. It's not even 100%.
Okay, but that's the thing. In a polyamorous relationship, it's like
why would I
multiple people can give you that.
Why would I want to do that? It's like, how about if I like someone, right? Let's say I like the girl. But right. She doesn't like me as much as I like her, because now we're not all this relationship. Maybe she likes me because I have deep conversation and I'm the emotional one. And he likes another nigga because he fucks her better.
But it's weird, bro. Especially we talked about the swingers. We talked about the swingers.
Swingers?
Yeah.
Like,
it's like those couples. They're married. Like they stay together. Yeah.
But isn't that just for one day?
No, they do it multiple times. They'll literally go to swingers club.
They do it all the time.
Swingers club. They'll go there and find like other couples whatever.
I think I see.
I've seen TikTok about that all the time.
Yeah, bro, why are you on Swingers TikTok?
I would never want to share somebody I love with somebody else, bro. Why?
So, are you saying, like, let's say, okay, what would you do? Because some people say relationships get boring, right? Or it gets boring with your girl. Right. What are you doing to spice it up? Because after like, oral, foreplay, what else is there?
Different positions, you can incorporate other things. Like,
okay, bro, like, there's like what? Four positions, my nigga?
Like, no, but like, saying. Okay, but listen.
Well,
like,
there's what different... are you physically able to do at this point?
Fat.
Okay, but.
Imagine being fat and your relationship is boring.
Nigga
said fat. I'm not fat shaming
you. Stop fat shaming.
I'm not fat shaming. Shut the fuck up. Okay, no, but like, okay, look it. When you guys normally have sex, think about the atmosphere. Where are you usually doing it? Are you usually in a bed every single time? If you're doing it in a bed every single time, you might get bored.
Do it at the party next time.
No.
Yo, where you guys get caught. So now it's like.
Yeah, it's like the suspense. You know?
Right? Exactly. Oh,
like,
shit.
No.
Shit.
Okay. Okay. Go on the couch. Go in the kitchen. You know, like, fucking do something different.
But
I don't
know.
You
gotta understand, too. Like, bro, I'm telling you, like, I'm not saying what you're saying is wrong, but it's like.
Now there's so much you can do.
There's only so much you can do when you live at your parents' house.
Well, yeah, I know that. So much. Yeah.
But this is
that's
the thing,
what
right?
makes it more valuable, though, is because like when you can't always get it, it's kind of like, I don't know. That's what I would think.
So we're talking about what we can do to spice it up.
Right? Yeah.
But what about what you stopped doing that unspiced it up? So think about it, right? So we talked about they get comfortable. So maybe that's why your relationship is boring now, because you got comfortable.
Yeah. Maybe. I feel like unpredictability is the thing. Like, you can never fuck a bitch the same way twice. Like, like, you know what I'm saying?
Dude, you've never met those pillow princes.
Oh.
Yo.
I'm not having no...
same position.
They just stay there. And they're like...
look at my God.
Nah. But let's say she's my girlfriend... Right. I'd have to voice that. Like, I'd be like you gotta do something. Like, I'll be a slut. just to me. like, look at the hub. Like, I want you to be like that.
Yo, you're not gonna, bro.
Okay. I'm not gonna lie.
Start hoeing around for
my
me.
My bad. That was what I just said earlier, previously.
That was so misogynistic.
For entertainment purposes.
He's gonna try to get canceled, bro.
But now it's like, I feel like, because like, there's just something people be like, I want you already made.
Mm,
you know what I'm saying?
Nah.
You got to be making this amount of money. Like, girl can have standards. I don't care. Like, have your standards.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But it's like depending on your standards, it's like, can you meet this man's standards? Some girls be having standards, but it's like, can you meet his standards?
But bro,
the man that has that standard.
Think about it, right?
Go.
A lot of men nowadays, standards for them is non-existent. They like, just try to get a nut.
I know, yeah. But that's what I was trying to say. Just like the ASAP Rocky, like we went, you fucked her. Like how you that? In my opinion, you're low. If you did that, you're so low. Like, it's like, why would you even do that?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? That's such an L move. It's like, I already look at you. And if he did that,
right?
I'll be like, bro, I don't even respect you as a man anymore.
Straight
you
up.
You know what I mean? It's just like some people be like, oh yeah, like the more options you have, for a man, like, he can cheat. He's allowed to cheat. And I feel like that's not... You shouldn't have the right to cheat. No, you don't have the right to cheat.
Because it's just not only you involved. You're also hurting somebody else.
You understand that. You are weak. Like, I can't just wait. I have to go do it with someone else. Obviously, they say new pussy is better than old pussy. But, like, that doesn't matter. You have to understand there's someone else.
I think
else
it's based on attraction, bro. Like, are you attracted to your girl enough? That's all it is.
That too.
Well, bringing it back to, like, polygamy, do you guys think that it would actually ever work, like, in a relationship? Not just personally for you guys, but, like, you think that they would ever actually be able to be a successful relationship
between both parties
people?
Would have to agree.
No, because...
You don't think that you can love... Hold on. Wait. You don't think that you can't love multiple people at one time?
You can't.
A girl that I'm having sex with?
Yeah.
No, like, do you think you can have multiple spouse or multiple...
Like, multiple partners. They don't all have to be sexual partners. Like, they can be just, like...
One's for emotional
one for support. Like,
do you think that's a possible like thing?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's some girls, it's like, they're just so bad at, like... Like, they're there. They can vent to you. Not vent. Sorry. There's some girls, it's just like, they don't know how. They don't know how to talk to you. You know what I'm saying? It's like, let's say I'm in a relationship, me and another girl in a relationship, right? Or you and Trinity are in a relationship,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And you're always asking her, like, you're always getting on a deeper level with her, right?
Right.
Let's say you come, you see, ask her how her day went, right?
Mm-hmm.
She says good. If you don't ask a follow-up question, why was it good or anything of the sort, it's like, you're doing a bad job, right? Mm-hmm. But also, if she doesn't ask you how your day went, and if you, let's say you say good. And
it's one-sided.
Exactly. It's just one-sided. You know what I'm saying?
No, I completely get it. But like,
I don't.
At the same time, it's like Trinity was saying, in this term, that he already cheated. Can a polygamy relationship work?
Not
right?
Like, if you already cheated.
If you already cheated,
no.
She should leave.
Yeah.
No, but I'm just talking about like if it's a common like or a mutual decision. Like, between the two people, do you think that it would actually be able to work? Yeah, not, like, using it as something that would, like, back up, oh, this person cheated on me, okay, we're going to do it this way. No, that's not what I was trying to say.
I feel like if it's a mutual decision, the only reason it's a mutual decision is because they just want to fuck around for the rest of their lives. But still, I'm just saying, like, oh, yeah, I still have you.
They still have, like, that one person that they come back to.
Exactly.
So, I don't really know, though. I feel like that's kind of...
That's
you
what
don't
I
have
think.
Any self-control. That's what I think. When you
it's a lot of like, it's so loose. You know what I mean? Like,
I know, and that's what I'm trying to say. Like, self-control is another. That's discipline right there.
Yeah.
And if you don't have discipline, you really can't say you really separate. I don't even care if you're Bill Gates. Let's say you don't have that discipline to be like, oh yeah, I'm gonna do this. I can't respect because you don't have discipline. And discipline is so big because when motivation lacks, discipline comes in.
Big words. Regards.
No, real shit.
Nah, for real. But Trinity, what would you do in Rihanna's situation? Like, he's the father of your child. Like, are you really leaving or are you giving him a second chance? Because that's ASAP Rocky.
Cheating
you
for
remember
me
when
is
said?
A no. Cheating, no. Because it's just like, he can do it once, he's going to do it again.
Okay, not even that he's going to do it again.
But
I feel like it's a psychological thing. I feel like if you don't make him work to come back into your life, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you have to leave only because of one reason. Mm. Because you don't and you stay, he says, she's a stupid hoe that I could just do this all the time with.
Yeah.
Now, let's say he leaves. Now, understand that you're the first one to leave.
Right.
The first one to leave is always the one that has the leverage. Because then he's like, damn, she really left.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And now it's like, okay, why'd she leave? Now he has to think about all this. Now she has my child. And like, let's say if he really valued you, he will try and get back with you. Now, real question is, you're going to see how he moves now.
Yeah.
Are you going to accept him back? You know? Like, I feel like if I make her or if you make him work a certain amount, let him back.
I think Steve Harvey said
it's
that.
Just
with like, how do you say, what's that word? With like little dabbles. Like, you don't fully, but like, you let him come back, right? But it's like, I can't fully give myself.
Yeah, you can't. There's some things you can't trust anymore.
Exactly.
Well, that's what I was going to say is like, the trust is broken. Once you do something like that, it's like, you have to work really hard to try to rebuild that. And a lot of people, like, they don't even want to go through that because they're just like, it's circling through their mind already what they did. And so they're like, they can't even move past it.
The insecurities fall in,
Yeah.
But thank you guys for listening to the Arena Podcast. If you haven't checked out our latest episode about Jaden's Will Smith situation. Why are you laughing at me?
Why'd you end it?
Because it's almost an hour. I'm not about to drag this for an hour.
Bro.
What's it at?
Yeah.
Okay, but we have 5 minutes.
Bro, no, like, I was like,
the intro is gonna be like less than 5 minutes.
We were looking at each other like, yo.
All right, guys. Don't worry. Every week, there's a new episode that comes out. If I'm not lazy, so follow us on all platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, TikTok, Spotify.
Okay, yeah.
Spotify, right?
We're gonna give that one.
Everybody keeps saying, I keep saying Spotify wrong.
Yeah, you are.
Because I'm saying Spotify, but it's Spotify. So I'm sorry about that. Check us out on Instagram at darina.pod. And our tree link is right there where you can sign up to be a guest. Thank you, guys. And peace out.
Peace.
Peace.